This is a work of fiction, and the views expressed herein are the sole responsibility of the author. Likewise, certain characters, places, and coincidences are the product of the author's imagination. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead, business establishments, or actual events or locales is entirely coincidental. All rights have been reserved, except for the brief quotations in a review. This book and podcast or any part thereof may not be reproduced, stored in or introduced into a retrieval system or transmitted in any form or by any means electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise without the prior written permission of the publisher.
The ancient tome of Chemetic Dissertations prophesies a momentous event, the astrophysical convergence of a total solar eclipse, where the mighty Ra shall cast his divine touch upon the sprawling mountainous landscapes, unleashing a divine ripple that shall unveil a profound revelation about the very essence of reality. According to the prophecy, in the year of 8, during the age of 9, there is a palindrome paradox in which time repeats itself, beginning at the end and ending at the beginning. As the sky's phenomenon draws near, the Black Ones diligently make ready for the mysterious occurrence, fully aware of its potential to unveil the cryptic truths of the expanse of space, the ancient time-travelling ones congregate by the hallowed flames, intoning age-old invocations to summon the might of the deities. In an instant, a radiant brilliance engulfs the heavens as the divine mark of Ra emerges upon the distant edge of the world, casting its majestic shade upon the earth. The earth quivers beneath our feet as the vast plains of the mountains tremble under the power alignment of the moon and sun. At that precise juncture, the secret of the palindrome paradox begins to unfold, unveiling a verity of such profundity that it ruptures the very foundations of existence. Motar Sanctum, the portal hummed, its shimmering surface rippling like turbulent water. Sigma Shukran's heart pounded furiously against his ribs. Was he really about to pierce the veil of time? Alexandria, 48 BC, faded around him, leaving behind the stark concrete and crystalline glass of an unknown world. He felt a strange shiver down his spine. He wasn't simply in another time. He was caught in the clutches of a paradox. The shimmering curtain of the portal dissolved, leaving Sigma Shukran disoriented on a windswept mountaintop. Around him, the Atlanta skyline glittered in the twilight, a modern constellation of glass and steel. This was his destination, April 20th, 2024. Yet something nagged at him, an unsettling prickle at the base of his neck. His training at the Academy for Time Travelers in Alexandria had hammered the doctrine into him. Linear, one way, no ripples. Yet his arrival felt less like a stone skipping across water and more like a fist plunging into a still pond. The very air vibrated with a thrum that pulsed in time with his own panicked heartbeat. Sigma wasn't a novice. His thesis on the potential instabilities caused by temporal leaps had garnered him both accolades and a certain wary respect among his peers. There was a dissonance here, a wrongness that echoed through this place and this time. April 20th. The digits tumbled in his mind, arranging and rearranging themselves. April 20th, 20th of April. A preposterous thought, the kind dismissed in stuffy lecture halls, whispered over forbidden texts, a time palindrome. This time palindrome, as his instructors described it, had the potential to unleash chaos on a scale that rivaled even the legendary Great Library of Alexandria's most dire predictions. The implications of his suspicion were chilling. If this truly was a temporal mirror point, his presence here could be the seismic disruption throwing both past and future off kilter. With each heartbeat, a cascade of consequences potentially fanned out from this moment, twisting reality into unforeseen shapes. His pulse thumped in his veins, April 20th. The date kept ricocheting around inside his head. The 20th of April. His breath constricted. This wasn't just a journey into another era. It was a paradox, like a serpent devouring its own tail. Training kicked in, temporarily relieving the nausea of temporal dissonance. Sigma surveyed his surroundings with practiced eyes. Stone Mountain, a geological behemoth carved and crowned by the sprawling city. Cars skimmed concrete arteries, and far below, miniature figures and moving metal carriers swirled in patterns he couldn't understand. His mission was clear: observe, assimilate, and report to the Academy for Time Travelers on this watershed moment in human history. However, in doing so, Sigma must not reveal his forward jump into the future. The stakes went far beyond their academic interest and could have him expelled, or worse. Panic tightened its icy grip on his throat as he scanned the crowds below for any indication of the time palindrome's effects. According to the meticulous calculations back at the academy, the effects of his arrival should have been invisible to the untrained eye. However, a sixth sense, honed over years of studying the subtle ripples of temporal manipulation, screamed a warning. Stone Mountain, its once familiar contours now alien and strange, loomed ahead, a granite titan crowned by Atlanta's neon glow. Disorientation washed over Sigma. The air crackled with alien energy, and electricity buzzed at the base of his skull. He forced his panicked breathing to slow and concentrated on the sharp bite of mountain air against his face. Panic would get him nowhere. His best weapon was a mind as sharp as the obsidian blade tucked around his waist. He discreetly activated the chronometer built into the silver circlet at his temple, recording, but importantly hidden from the prying eyes of any temporal monitoring devices this era may have. Sigma swept his gaze over the mountaintop. A few tourists huddled against the cold, their faces pale in the bright selfie lights. A concession stand flickered near the cable car drop-off point, with a bored-looking attendant scrolling through something on his datapad. Everything seemed so mundane. However, under Sigma's scrutiny, an unusual pattern began to emerge. The tourists' movements had an odd, jerky rhythm, almost like puppets with slightly slack strings. The attendant stared into space, fingers frozen in mid-scroll. Even the wind seemed strange, gusting in an unusual stop and start pattern. This wasn't just dissonance, it was as if time itself was stuttering, stuck in a loop. Sigma's head ached. He was witnessing the first signs of temporal decay as the edges of reality frayed in the aftermath of his arrival. It was worse than he had feared. He had to act, but what? Warn the Academy. They would never believe him unless he provided irrefutable proof, and sending a message risked exacerbating the problem. No, his only chance was to reverse the disruption himself, neutralizing the paradox. But paradoxes are unforgiving creatures. With one wrong move, he could completely erase himself from existence, or worse, become the catalyst that shatters time forever. He cast his gaze around desperately, looking for a pattern, a clue, and then he noticed it. A flicker of motion down the mountain path, a figure dressed in a heavy traveler's robe disappearing behind a stand of pines. It seemed out of place amidst the tech and tourist attire of the 21st century. But Sigma did not have the luxury of doubt. Sigma was more than just a witness, he was at the center of the action. And the anomaly, that was the part he couldn't figure out, the X factor that made his nights so cold. Historical recollection of archives were hazy, implying a cataclysmic event, a rupture that reverberated back and forth across centuries. Some spoke of vanished populations, while others described sudden technological leaps that defied logic. Sigma realized time had buckled around him, creating a ripple that extended for 10 days. With this unforeseen temporal vision, he only had 10 days to understand and prevent a disaster that threatened to erase entire swathes of history. It should have been purely academic, the type of challenge that an academy student was born to solve. But in this topsy-turvy world that popped in and out of existence, the fate of billions depended on his decisions. The Academy for Time Travelers had never given him any instructions for this. No neatly bound scrolls detailed how to resolve a palindrome paradox of time. Faced with an invisible countdown to possible oblivion, all Sigma felt was bone-deep dread and a crushing sense of responsibility. He loosened a glove, his fingers tracing the detailed design burned into his palm. His filigree hands were frozen at the exact moment he left 48 BC. Will he be able to return, or will he be reprimanded for traveling future forward?
You're listening to Time Traveler's Digest, the podcast. This podcast is based on a speculative fiction novel that explores time travel through an Afrocentric lens. Experience how stories break traditional storytelling boundaries as we journey through different time periods, from ancient civilizations to the future. Within this collection lies a fresh chapter in an illustrious literary legacy, beckoning readers to embark on a mesmerizing odyssey through time and space that pays homage to bygone eras while envisioning a future shaped by the indomitable human spirit. The novel unveils the profound ability of storytelling to intertwine the past, present, and future, fostering inspiration within successive generations. The settings, from the grandeur of ancient Alexandria to the mysterious allure of hidden temples, are meticulously crafted. The heart of Time Traveler's Digest lies in its story, a tale of adventure, discovery, and the boundless possibilities of time. This obscure, first-of-its-kind literary and multimedia experience presents a captivating exploration of the repercussions stemming from the erosion of knowledge and the extraordinary measures individuals are willing to undertake to safeguard it. Let it serve as a powerful reminder of the vital importance of libraries and other sources of knowledge, urging us to wholeheartedly protect them for the betterment of our not-so-distant future. In addition to this podcast, the novel, Time Traveler's Digest, an anthology, is also available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook. For new enticing visuals, podcast episodes, the illustrated magazine companion, merchandise, and more, visit timetraverslsdigest.com.